Jerry Bader Show 952. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I think this is an excruciatingly difficult topic. There are two high-profile cases right now, one in Texas, one in California. 13-year-old girl goes in for a tonsillectomy and ultimately comes out with the doctor say her brain dead, that she is dead, dead, dead. The same thing is being said of an adult woman in Texas, Marlise Munoz, who is pregnant. Her husband wants to remove life support. The state of Texas says no because it allows for the preservation of the life of the unborn child. The family in Oakland doesn't want the child removed because they're convinced there might be a chance. The hospital saying no, she's dead. In both cases, you're looking at government intervention, the courts in Oakland, the law in Texas. I think anything the courts do to prolong the life in California, probably just prolonging false hope on the part of the parents. I think it's difficult for me to condone ending the life of a child when you might be able to preserve it. Also, received an email from a listener. When I get a chance here, I will read it. By the way, if you're going to call Jason, don't call and talk to Jason. Either you want to come on the air or not, because Jason has to try to get other people on the air. Don't sit there and explain your topic. Jason, yeah, don't do that. 406-1360. Say goodbye, Jason. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. This happens a lot with these kind of difficult topics. Don't call and debate them with Jason. If you are not someone who wants to come on the air and discuss this, don't tie up the phones trying to make your case to Jason, because he doesn't have time to relay an entire argument to me. Before we take Paul's call, though, I want to read this. Dear Jerry, I am also very torn on this issue. Over a year ago, an extended family member fell 60 feet. The doctors and specialists said he was completely brain dead. He was kept on life support, and now, a little over a year later, he played the piano with one finger, obviously not brain dead. He's in therapy for almost every single function we take for granted, but he's very much alive and able to meet the baby his wife was 3 months pregnant with when he fell. When I realize in a lot of cases the person may really be brain dead, I do think that doctors can make mistakes. Ultimately, God is in control of life. Paul on the road. Paul, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. I kind of see a conflict in this as well. But as far as the girl in California, my understanding is the courts are forcing the hospitals to keep her alive along with the parents' wishes. But I guess my whole thing is, if you've got medical professionals that are declaring her dead and not willing to continue the treatment, I guess I don't think that the government should have the right to step in and force them to. I guess they're the experts on it. When it comes to the baby situation, I guess I personally would want to see the baby, if medically it's feasible and possible, I would want that child to be my child, and in the memory of the mother. And I kind of find it hard to believe that the father doesn't understand what his wife's wishes would be for the baby. Maybe her wishes, yes. But what about her wishes for the baby? Kind of like you said with your wife, you know what your wife would want. Well, does he, or is that coming into play here?
That's a absolutely excellent point, Paul. Thanks for calling. Yeah, outside of a pregnancy, he's saying he knew that his wife did not want to be sustained in this way. He knows his wife a lot better than I don't know his wife at all. Is he saying that his wife's wishes would be to not try to save their child? Obviously, she was pregnant and intended to have it. He's saying he knows that would be her wishes. I find that interesting. Chuck in Sheboygan. Chuck, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Jerry. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I think, in my opinion, there's no question here. Save the baby. I mean, put it this way. If the woman wasn't laying in the hospital bed, being on life support, and they had a little argument, and he happened to hit her in the stomach, and that baby died, he'd be in big serious problem, right? So in my opinion, just because she's on, you know, on life support and claimed dead, that doesn't mean the baby should be let go and die. I mean, I think that's kind of foolish there on that father's part.
Well, you can make the argument that it's a Chuck, thanks for the call, that it's a de facto abortion. And I just, you know, he says he knows his wife, and I accept that. But really, he knows that she wouldn't want to try to save the baby. Chris in Little Suamico. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I think they should get a second, third, and fourth opinion, because you have to remember one thing that everybody's overlooking here, and that is these people that are saying that the kid is brain dead are the same people that botched the tonsillectomy. I mean, they're not really all that professional, and they're not experts if they can't even do that procedure without totally screwing it up. So I would get other opinions in there, absolutely.
Chris, thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, well, where it gets dicey, though, is they can't continue. And as for what happened to the tonsillectomy, they're saying they want to tell their story and the family won't allow them to. As, you know, they're not going to continue to keep the child there because in their, she's dead. It's a dead body as far as they're concerned. By the way, I disagree with that. No, it isn't. Is it a human anymore? I don't know. But I don't know. But it's not. The body has life in it. It's 9:58.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com. Jerry Bader.